We're back.
We're back, and we're going to talk more about the wonderful things that are coming up for seniors here in the town of North Hempstead through Project Independence's extensive programming reach.
Absolutely. Beforehand, we were talking about really just getting out there and being active and just finding out things. And what I think is so wonderful about all these programs is you're not signing a contract and committed to go to every single one. So what's nice is that you're able to kind of just find out what's going on and what you're interested in. You know, we also, as we had said earlier, we do this newsletter that goes to over, you know, I think now we're close to 50,000 homes. It's going into the Pioneer newsletter. And I want to remind people, too, that, you know, if you are not receiving it and you are 60 years of age or older, please call 311. I will get the call, and then I contact the mailing house, and I make sure you're on the address, you know, because it could very well be an issue with your own post office or something. But on our end, I want to make sure that, you know, your name is on the list, because it's really a great, great resource, this Pioneer newsletter of you know, and it's something that, you know, yes, we promote some events in it, but the other information in it is not time sensitive, you know, so it's something you could just, you know, rip off a page if you want to just remember those nutrition facts or whatever it might be. But we also offer a email newsletter for those people who have access to email, because luckily with the email newsletter, we are able to do it, send that out monthly. And that monthly newsletter has a list of every activity that Project Independence and North Hempstead is providing throughout for that month, which I think is really beneficial too. So if you are interested in signing up for our email newsletter, also call 311, and I will make sure we put you on the distribution list. And it's, you know, we always say in here too, you know, Project Independence is constantly trying to morph and change with the times, because different things, you know, there's different trends that go on, you know. And now, I remember when we first started, technology was not even touched. Nobody really wanted to hear anything about it. We didn't really have programming about it. But as the years have went on, we've had different things. You know, we have the wonderful Barbara Melman, who we've had on the radio show before. She's involved with a lot of our different groups, and she's been doing these Technology for the Terrified classes. And I know another one, I think, is coming up in February with her. And what's great is that a lot of times, you know, what we've got for feedback we've received is that it's very overwhelming for, you know, a senior who might not be familiar with computers to be in a class that they're telling you, you know, A to Z about computers. So what we do with Barbara is she kind of tailors it to just a particular topic each segment. So whether it's, you know, figuring out Facebook, or, you know, Skyping with your grandchildren, or how to book a trip online. You know, she's been doing all different chats like that. And what's also great is that we've been contacting local libraries, and I should actually have that for you next week, that information, that offer these technology classes. So a lot of libraries now are realizing, oh, wow, I better do this. So they have, whether it's staff or students are there, and you can go in and, you know, bring in your phone or whatever, your iPad, whatever it might be, and ask them a specific question. And they could sit with you and work through it. So I think it's really wonderful that, you know, we're providing programs, and that the North Hempstead libraries, too, are trying to kind of get people connected. Because, you know, as scary as it can be sometimes, the technology, it also does open a door for you to really, if you're homebound, be connected, you know, which I think is definitely important. You know, there's these things now, these virtual senior centers that are coming out, you know, because a lot of people, unfortunately, can't leave their house, but still want to, you know, be in a group or engaged in some kind of seminar, and you're able to do that with these things that I think is amazing. So,
yeah, we've come a long way with technology from the electric pencil sharpener.
That is definitely true. So I think it's just great. You know, like I said, stay tuned for programming that I know we'll be doing more of that as the months go on.
You know, if you have any comments or questions about the newsletter, about the radio program, things that should be done, call 311. We really mean it when we say this is a ground up. Ground up,
no,
literally.
And that's, you know,
a grounds up organization.
Yeah.
So we want your ideas, your comments, your suggestions, because our objective is to make it better, more rewarding, the more
absolutely
enjoyable.
You know, I think that's important. You know, the and on top of this, I mean, the fact that North Hempstead has this 311 call center in general is really an amazing thing, because, you know, people in different towns hear about it and they say, what? You know, the fact that you literally call and you talk to a human, I promise you, they're yes. currently all humans.
Yes.
And, you know, they are able to field your call, you know, so whether it might be, you know, a pothole that needs to be filled or you know, they figure out where it needs to go. It comes in. Paula Yule, who is the deputy commissioner of our department, and myself, we pick up the service request. We see, you know, where it goes. So the two of us, we assign it to, you know, whether it's a social worker in Great Neck or Roslyn or wherever it might be.
I think, without fear of contradiction, I think North Hempstead is the best place to live for
and it's actually like won that designation in numerous things. It's actually received that, because it really is. I mean, you think about all these things, and that's why we don't want people to ever just take it for granted. You know, really, it can, you know, if your choice is to age in place in, you know, this community, I think it's definitely something.
Well, just run through a few things. You want your blood pressure checked? You can do it here. You want your car checked? Mm-hmm. You can do it here. You want your meds checked, you can do it here. And again, all these things are at no cost to you. I mean, you're not going to get a bill a month later.
No, you will not. And speaking of, you know, just on the side note, you know, the car issue, you know, for those seniors who are still driving, we have the CarFit program that our mobility manager, Shari, is one of our technicians, and another person on our staff is too. And, you know, we usually have these big events, you know, that we're partner with AAA in providing. But on top of that, if you just want to have your car fit for you, I've done it. I really recommend it.
Yes.
Because there's certain things, you know, that you say, oh, I know how to do that. Oh, you know, that's why. And you just, you know, I just did it as a test. And I really, there were certain things that I was like, oh my God, I wouldn't even think about that, you know. And something that always sticks with me with that is that you're not supposed to see your car in the mirrors in your, because, you know, you're in your car.
Yeah.
You know, and it made sense because
unless
I always had, you know, and I always had my car showing because it was just like this weird security thing that took me a while to get adjusted to, but, you know, it's really important to kind of maximize visibility in those mirrors, you know, and then the distance from the steering wheel, it's really, was because I sit very close too, because I'm a short little lady, and, you know, so that for me too, and it was just great, because it's a checklist, it takes about 15 to 20 minutes, she goes down it, and really, and tests you, and fits it to you, because as you age, you know, different things happen.
She did one thing for me that was really interesting. I'm a tall person, and she was doing my wife's thing, and she said to me, do you want to try it? I said, no, I'm fine. Look, here, I'm sitting behind the wheel, and because I'm tall, I can see over the steering wheel, unlike, you know, we've all driven behind cars.
The ghost driver.
The ghost driver. She said, raise your seat. There's a power seat, so I raise the seat. What a difference.
Yeah.
I had never thought about it. Now, as soon as I get in the car, I raise the seat.
No, absolutely. It's definitely something, you know, because that's what is great about our, that, you know, the other thing, you know, obviously we have our transportation program that offers free food shopping twice a week to different things in your area. Then we have the medical shopping, which is insanely discounted shopping. And then, you know, you have Shari, who is there, that is able, you know, we call her the travel agent of the town. Because, you know, you can literally call up and maybe you have a trip somewhere else. She will figure out the least expensive way and maximize your time way also of getting around to places too, which I think is important. You know, and we do this disability transportation now, which is for any age from 18, you know, onward. And I just think
it's...
We have
a lot of onwards now.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's, you know, it's just really, it's very important, you know. And, and Shari goes around, she's been going around and doing different presentations to different groups on, you know, giving up the keys. But, you know, if you want to keep the keys, how to keep the key, you know. So she really has all of her different things. And I want to remind people, too, that North Hempstead offers ARP driving courses, which are these defensive driving courses that can take a lot off your insurance or take points off, you know, whatever, you know, your choice is. And it's always beneficial educational-wise because, you know, I do these classes as well, and there's always something that you say, oh, my God, I didn't even, you know, I either forgot it or I never put too much on it. So these classes are $20 for members of AARP or $25 for non-members of AARP, which is a very good discounted rate for that. And that is offered at Clinton G. Martin Park over in New Hyde Park. There's one on February 10th, March 3rd, April 7th, May 12th, or June 9th from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Over there. So I recommend if you are still driving and want to continue driving, you might as well knock down some of that insurance because who doesn't want to save money?
It's a 10% discount on your liability
insurance. Yes, right, absolutely.
And it's very simple. One of our Romeos, I was talking with at the last Romeo meeting, said, I gave up driving. I said, oh, yeah, I called 311.
Yeah.
Discounted rates. Mm-hmm. It's there for you to use.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's great, too, is a lot of these taxi cabs that we're partner with, you know, that provide the transportation for these things, you know, have been our partners for a while and are willing to kind of do, you know, discounted trips in different, you know, for outside of the medical food shopping rate when they know you're a Project Independence member. So that's why it's very important to call 311. You know, you get connected to Sherry, and I hear her on the phone. I mean, she sits next to me, and I hear her really work her way through it and try and find the best situation for you and the safest and make everyone happy, you know, across the board, too.
Just to add to what was said, 311 rides are discounted.
For medical transportation, yes.
But also, the town of North Hempstead has on its computer web facility a list of merchants in the town of North Hempstead who provide senior discounts. Mm-hmm. If you're on the computer or can have access, look it up. The savings can be significant. You know, we hear people talking about drug prices are going up, this is going up, and that's going up. Take advantage of the discounts that the town has negotiated.
Absolutely.
Again,
and on that note, we are taking another break because we're just flying through talking to the town.